Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
So really, flow is the absence of distraction. You're not thinking about the people in the stands. You're not thinking about your opponent necessarily. You're thinking about your performance and your all the chaos that comes with competing. You've kind of like swiped it away, and you're just focused on what's happening right in that very moment.
Yes.
And you make a good point. Like, there's no surefire way to get there. However, you know, if you practice mindfulness and you practice swiping away those distractions and you practice a 2-minute drill, you know, going back to the example you used, over and over and over again, then that's going to just make the distractions even less influential to your performance.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, with flow, another thing, I think for people who maybe, you know, have never experienced this in their athletic career, because it is, you know, fairly rare, you've probably experienced this in other aspects of your life. Like you mentioned, Scott, it's this absence of distracting thoughts. So you're not getting pulled away from the moment. You're just in it and you're engaged in it. So there's that element of engagement. And then there's also this element of feeling like time is flying by, right? So you may have different, you know, activities in your life, hobbies, things that you've done where you're just like, wow, it's really 2 hours flew by. That's crazy. It's just like went by like that. Well, that's because you were in flow. You weren't thinking about other stuff. You weren't thinking about, you know, how much you have to do after this or, you know, how tired you are. You were just engaged in that moment. And when you do that, you perform better. You get more satisfaction out of it. You're more connected with the people that you're working with. So this is something to think about, not just for athletes and, you know, competing at a higher level, but for life in general. You know, what about your conversations that you have with people, your loved ones? Wouldn't you want to be mindful in those? Wouldn't you want to be connected to those people that you're talking to, as opposed to having a conversation and then you're just thinking about something completely different, or you're on your computer as somebody's trying to talk to you, or you're on your phone while someone's trying to talk to you? Are you really getting anything out of that conversation? Are you really engaged and connected to that moment and to that person? All right. So trying to bring this to your life in general, I think, is really, really helpful and can have huge ripple effects for your life. And, you know, this is totally separate from sport.
Yep. Very cool. That was really good. Hopefully people, you know, kind of understand that it's essential to having a more fulfilling life and, you know, experience as an athlete. It'll definitely make you better, but it'll also make your experience better. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I guess some things for the listeners as well. Like I mentioned, you can get on YouTube and you can look this stuff up and find some guided meditations. Guided is really helpful at the start if you're a beginner, because, you know, if you try unguided, you might go through a whole 10-minute or 15-minute meditation, and then you get to the end and you're like, oh my God, I was distracted for the whole 15 minutes. Like, I was just in a daydream, you know, thinking about practice or thinking about a game. And it can be really hard to pull yourself back at the beginning. So the guided meditations, not only do you have your breath as an anchor, but you have someone else's voice in your ear to kind of keep pulling you back to the moment. So that can be really helpful for beginners. And then for any athletes out there, I would recommend this book called The Mindful Athlete. And it's written by George Mumford, who was the mindfulness teacher for the Chicago Bulls when Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen were winning all their championships. And then he went with Phil Jackson to the Los Angeles Lakers and worked with Kobe and was with them throughout all of their three-peat championships. So this book is written by somebody who has taught mindfulness to two of the best basketball players to have ever lived and been a part of, you know, numerous different NBA championship teams. So it's coming from a highly, highly credible source, and it's all about integrating mindfulness into your sport and to learn how to be a more mindful athlete. So for the athletes out there listening who are interested in this and want to learn how to bring it into their sport, because this stuff is a little harder to find on YouTube, this book is amazing. And it's something that I recommend to every athlete that I work with.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trip.